News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday. We have Christina Leavenworth in the studio with the Leavenworth team, Levin Renke Realty. Ready to dance, girlfriend, as you start out this Monday?
Ready to help people dance into their new homes. Dance out of them into a new one.
There you go. See, I'm always picking a song for a reason, and this one was chosen by you, and it was perfect.
I love it. And today in the studio as well is Taylor Klein. She's on my team.
Welcome,
she
Taylor.
She is a girl born and raised in Pace, and she's here to, you know, talk real estate with us.
Excellent. Okay, tell me everything. Some good news I hear on the market now?
Yeah, I just saw this article just come out, and I've been telling my team, and I've just been feeling it, and also I came back from a conference. I think 2026 is going to be a busy year. Well, now NAR, the National Association of Realtors, they're super smart economists, have come out saying that they think 2026 is the comeback year, and they're predicting a 14% increase in home sales.
Wow.
So
that makes me feel
good.
That's
a good thing. Yeah. But we've been shouting it from the rooftops to our buyers. Buy now. Mm-hmm. Now you have some negotiating power, especially with it being Thanksgiving and Christmas. Taylor, what are you saying to clients right now?
I'm telling a lot of clients, go ahead and buy now, because soon next year, if the prediction really does go through, all these buyers are going to be in the market. We are going to be in multiple offers. We are going to get in scenarios where it's not just you. So right now is the best time to do the best offer.
100%.
So get in right before the holidays, right before all the buyers hear that next year is going to be the year to buy. So get in before the competition.
And we do have lenders we work with that they will let people refinance for free. So if they drop, you can do that. So you can negotiate a better price, or maybe you can even get that seller to help buy an interest rate down for you. So since we're in this all day, every day, we know, I don't want to say loopholes, we just know the strategy to help them get the best deal.
Yeah.
And for sellers right now, this is your time to call us and let's get a plan together. Because for the sellers that have time to wait, we're saying let's get your home on the market in February so they can take advantage of that spring market. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking of making a move, that might be good timing for you for sure.
Oh, definitely. Because if they come in, and they can come in for a consultation and then come up with a game plan. So because a lot of times you may be ready, you want to sell, you're ready, but maybe your property isn't quite ready. And
100%.
Y'all are great at coming up with a way to make it more, what's the word, sellable? Saleable?
Yeah.
Saleable?
Yes, just to make it look better. And we do that all day, every day. Taylor, what are some of the things you do to help stage homes and get them ready for the market?
I think really just looking and seeing like what needs to get done. Is there landscaping? Do we need to go ahead and start boxing some things up? So, you know, kind of declutter a little bit, come up with a game plan on where you are going to go, you know, just kind of strategize a little bit. And I feel like we're really good with that. We work with great stagers in general that can come in and just stage your home, make it look picture worthy.
Absolutely. And again, right now, while things are a little slower during the holidays, you know, and kids are out of school, you maybe have some extra hands around.
Oh, there you
saying,
go.
All right, guys, we're going to call some friends that, you know, we're going to donate some of the stuff that we no longer use. And I like to say you're just pre-packing. You're going to have to pack anyway.
Right.
Let's just start doing that. Because sometimes people don't like the word decluttering because they're like, my house doesn't have clutter. No, it doesn't. It's lived in like anyone.
Well, that's nice.
So we're pre-packing. We're pre-packing because honestly, we like to have nothing on the countertops. All those cute magnets on your fridge, I know those have memories for you, but we want to take those off for our pictures and just get the home looking as best as it can be.
That's nice. Well, I was going to say a little tip for you right now too. If you are getting the kids involved, just tell them Santa's watching.
Yeah, we actually have a kids listing agreement.
Oh, really?
We have this where you promise to keep your room nice and clean for mom and dad, and all sorts of different things, and you're going to have a great attitude about this. And then at the end, they can either get like a $25 like game gift card from us,
my.
Or a gift card for ice cream. We let them pick what they want, and it's really, really
cute. I want
cute.
One of those. Why can't
all
I get
the parents
one?
Love it. Because for me, if I was selling, my daughter would be like, oh yeah, like I want the prize.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I would do that now.
I was just gonna say, we do it for the adults.
I know, we should actually bring that in and say, hey, this is for the kids, but everyone loves some free ice cream.
Right.
Keep
your house clean, and not only are we going to sell your home, you also get ice cream.
See, this is why I like the Leavenworth team. They're very creative.
We are we try to make it fun along the way.
Christina Leavenworth is here along with Taylor Klein. Okay, Taylor Klein, both real estate agents with the Leavenworth team. If you've got a question about real estate, maybe you're thinking about buying or selling, or just wanted to find out a little bit more about what you could do to get ready, just text it in at 850-437-1620. That's why we call it the expert panel, because our real estate experts are here this Monday
morning. We're here to answer questions, and it's always more fun when you guys send in questions, so we answer what you want to hear rather than, and when you're in this, we feel like this is all normal stuff. It's like,
sure.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, of course you want to take things off your countertops. But you forget that people that aren't doing it all day, every day, they don't know that. So sometimes we forget those things. Or we hear interesting thing. I think I told you the other week, like insurance companies, we have more in Florida now. So we're getting better rates. But Taylor, do you want to talk about the window units and the fences? That was really random when they said that some people are getting canceled.
Yeah, that
was why when you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah, we learned last week from one of our new insurance reps that fences are actually like one of the number one things that insurance reps are looking at. So whether it's actually your fence line or not, it actually can increase your insurance if it's not in good condition. Mm. So if it's leaning over or there's any way that maybe a storm could come through and push over that fence, it actually could potentially damage your house, which can increase your insurance.
Wow.
So something even as a buyer's agent, I never really thought to look at before. Now I'm really looking deep into it, making sure that fence actually is in good working condition.
Yeah, that was something new. And also a lot of times they go, wait, that's my neighbor's fence.
I was going to say that. What do you do when it's your neighbor's fence?
You look at the survey. The survey is going to tell you whose property the fence is on.
So there's always that.
Because we said, what if we can prove it's not their fence? He's like, with a survey, all day, every day, absolutely.
Okay, interesting.
So we can do that. And we're constantly bringing in experts just to make sure that we're always on the up and up of things going on. Because the last thing you'd want is for your client to buy this awesome house. And because of window unit, they get canceled. And of course, there's plenty of insurance companies that will be fine with it, but there's some that aren't.
Right.
So if you have someone not experienced binding that policy, it's good to know.
Well, talk about the window unit too, because you mentioned the fences, but what's with the window unit?
It's because in a storm, that can become a projectile weapon.
No.
Essentially. You know, if it gets ripped off and then it goes into your neighbor's house or whatnot and it damages property.
Is this really a problem?
I don't really feel like it is. I've never heard of this either. I think this.
Someone's thinking this way too much.
I think that they like to just make up random rules because they think it's fun.
Yeah.
And maybe
I've never
it happens somewhere in another state and now we're dealing with it. That's how. Always the case. It's always like one odd thing that now everyone has to deal with.
That's so wild, because I just don't have a memory of seeing random, like a barrage of window units, air conditioning units in the street. I just haven't noticed that.
No, me either. Me either.
Well, interesting.
With it being the end of the year too, a lot of investors, they're trying to spend some money to get their tax bill down. So if you are wanting to buy a home, we can get you closed by the end of the year.
Oh, you can.
Easy peasy.
There's still time.
Easy peasy. So if you're interested, you're like, I need to buy something. My accountant told me I need to do it. We've got you.
Okay. So let's talk about just real quick something. If you're in a home right now, you want to sell, but you know you want to buy something new. Think about that. What do you do first? Do you buy the new one or do you just sell yours first? Do you ever have that conversation when people are trying to figure out what to do? What's the
All
game
the time.
Plan? Yeah,
oh,
what's
yeah.
the game plan?
Every single day. I feel like we had people that need
to
buy.
This is common
and sell.
To you, but someone's sitting there going, I want to sell, but I need to buy. And I don't.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I always like say, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
And it's a really delicate dance doing that because, again, it's too. They say that moving is one of the most stressful things in your life. It's death, divorce, and moving homes.
Absolutely.
And so you're trying to do two at the same time. So it depends on your financial situation. Some people have the means where they can move into the new house, sell the other one later. But a lot of people have to sell that first one. And in this market, people are, it's called a contingency. Mm-hmm. It's contingent on selling your home.
Okay.
And in the height of the market, no one would take them because that's nerve-wracking. Going, I'm going to accept an offer and this other person doesn't have an offer on their home yet. And I have to rely on them selling it. However, in this market, we're seeing it all the time. Taylor has offers accepted like that often.
Oh, yeah. A lot of my buyers are contingent on their home selling. I actually work a lot with out-of-town buyers that are selling, whether it be Michigan, Missouri,
somewhere
else moving down here.
Yeah.
And it's just like a very fine line. You have to be very strategic on the timings, making sure their offer for their house is suitable, confident that it's going to go through. Really, time is of the essence. And that's the number one thing that I stress to all my clients when they're buying and selling at one time. Mm-hmm.
And we have to be really careful in the paperwork to protect them.
Right.
Because they're putting, you know, a little bit of money down with a title company. We want to make sure if something happens with their home, they get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to time it all out. Taylor had one where there was like a delay in them getting the funds for the home in another state and just all the moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that everyone understands there's some things we can control and there's other things we can't.
Right.
I can't control when wires land from a bank. I wish I could,
but you don't. Yes. And especially from other states, I would imagine.
Yeah,
problematic.
And I can't control other people. And mm-hmm. we have all the systems and processes to try to make sure everyone stays on point. But if there is something that goes down with their internet, we deal with the craziest stuff. So things like that. But I mean, everyone got to closing and everyone was happy
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. But things like that, it's a delicate dance.
But the fact that you have all this experience, you can help someone figure it out who has never done it before.
All day, every day.
Yeah, that's the advantage of working with a professional agent.
And sometimes you don't have to sell your home. So if you could do a rent assessment on your house,
mm-hmm.
that will offset your debt-to-income ratio, and maybe you rent it out and then buy the other home. So there's all sorts of options depending on what's best for you.
Right. So when you rent it out, do you recommend typically to your clients to get a property manager or to do it themselves?
Oh, geez.
That's a loaded question. Look, both of them looked at me like, please don't ask that question.
It depends on their experience.
Okay.
It really does. Yeah. It depends on their appetite for it. Some people, they go, I don't want to have to hear about a thing. I don't want to deal with late rent. Mm-hmm. However, I have plenty of people that they would rather handle it because they like to be in control.
Right.
They like to be in control, and that is just better for them. They can set the rent. They know their marketing is going to get a tenant in. Mm-hmm. However, other people, they're like, I don't even know where to begin. And that's probably where a property manager would be really good.
Okay. This is a funny question.
Oh, gosh.
It just came in. It says, as the holidays come up, if I'm selling my house, do I leave my Christmas tree and Christmas decorations up when I show the house?
When you show the house.
Yes. When you show it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But we don't want it in the photos.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. That's
we're going to take
answer.
It out of the photos because it's going to date it.
Right.
But when you show the house, yes, totally.
Keep it up. Keep the Christmas spirit there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay,
and then
there
it
you
makes
go.
Our job easy when people go, where do I put my Christmas tree?
There you
they
go.
They already know.
That's right. Okay.
They already know. So I would leave it up. And
okay.
if you, it sounds like you're about to hit the market, so give us a call.
There you go. Good question. If you've got a question, be sure and text it in this morning, 850-437-1620. If we're asking about Christmas trees, that means that no question is out of bounds. So
yeah, no, keep them coming. It's always fun.
Yeah.
And that's something I wouldn't have thought of, but yeah, keep it up. Like keep your holiday decorations up. We'll just remove it for photos.
Yeah. And some of the things too that I've heard about repainting, there's some easy things that you can do that can suddenly refresh the whole look of your home.
Totally. We have some great painters. Some people are great painters themselves. I am not.
I'm not either.
So if I tried to paint, it would look 100 times worse. But we have some great relationships with painters. And a lot of times, like if you're trying to sell a high-end home and those cabinets are real beat up,
mm-hmm.
people are going to think they need all new cabinets. They just need to be repainted.
Right.
So sometimes we'll have someone come out, and that's around $500 mm-hmm. to repaint cabinets, like for the average kitchen. So you're not replacing your cabinets. You're just doing a refresh. And yeah, definitely doing some fresh paint if it's needed.
Well, I always think of the kids' rooms. We have the Star Wars room, which has got the stars and the black paint. And then you have the pink room for the girl. You know, that may not be a good selling point for a family that's not looking for that, right?
Yeah, I always say try to keep it neutral. You know, when you have those bright colors, sometimes it's hard for people to look past it
they
and envision
imagine.
Their own
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's well, and if funny. They have all boys, they see the pink room, even though they say 95% of people can't envision.
Is mm-hmm. it really?
Yes.
So that high?
Yeah, and also they see that pink room, and they're going, oh, man, this is going to cost me so much money to repaint, and it looks like a worse picture than it really is.
Interesting.
So, like, even if you want the all pink room, have a neutral color and use accents of pink. Have the pink beds. Yeah. You can do all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it off the walls.
Okay.
If you want to save yourself hassle later. But if your sweet little daughter talked you into it, I get it.
No,
I get it. Do what you need to do. Yeah.
I know. Well, we want to try to do anything we can to sell the home, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to make some sacrifices as we get closer to the sale.
Yeah. And what we can do too is we can virtually like remodel it. Like, so we can change the paint color.
Mm-hmm.
If we're taking photos and all the grass is dead because it's January, we can digitally make green grass.
Oh, that's
so we
right.
do that all the time. We can do twilight photos. anything to help people envision it because they can't. So it's like, hey, I know it's January right now. All yards look like this, but the green's coming back in March. It's just around the corner.
Right. That's very nice. Talking to Christina Leavenworth and Taylor Klein, both realtors with the Leavenworth team at Leavenwinkie Realty. If you've got a question for them, this is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. So some folks maybe just joining us that maybe missed your opening, talking about how positive the outlook is for 2026.
Yeah.
Share that again.
Yeah, I'm stoked about it. So smart economists that study this stuff all day, every day, they're saying that they are expecting a 14% increase in home sales in 2026. And that's due to the job market being stable as well as interest rates coming down a bit. So
that's really good news.
And we're feeling it. Like we're definitely feeling busy. Aren't you, Taylor?
Yeah, for sure. I would say there's so many people just coming out, getting ready. I feel like you can never talk to us too soon. Like I have so many people that are like, I'm ready to move after the new year. So we're already getting their game plans ready to go.
Yeah. And even at that point, we'll start sending them home so they can start to track the market going, okay, like this is what I get here, and talking to them, making sure that they get pre-approved. And if there is like a ding on their credit, you have time to maybe get that removed and get a better interest rate. I never think a rush decision is the best decision. And I was telling that to a seller the other day. She was like, just tell them, you know, how many showings we have and then they'll make an offer. I was like, we don't want a rushed buyer. We want someone who has ran the numbers and they've calculated it and they've really thought this through, because we want them to stick.
Right.
Somebody that feels rushed, that's usually the ones that cancel and all that. So just having time to really think about everything. And that's the beauty of us being in. So we're in a buyer's market, but it's pretty close to just being a balanced market.
Well, that's good. One of the things I wanted to ask you, too, is what are you seeing now that's selling? Is it homes? Is it the beach? Are there certain areas of Pensacola that sell more other than other areas? Is a one-bedroom not harder, kind of harder to sell than a two-bedroom? Talk a little bit just about sort of those kind of basic realtor things, you know?
I mean, like, that's such a tough question. Yes, a one-bedroom place is typically harder, but as far as condos, those are the ones that have the highest income typically.
Oh, okay.
When you're looking at price versus what you bring in.
Right.
People are still wanting that three-bedroom, two-bath for the most part, or a little bit bigger. It depends on what people are looking for. I think I've said, you know, homes that are competing with the new construction, if they were built in the past 5 years and they're nearby, the new construction, and again, call us for new construction because we have good relationships with all their reps, and we can typically get you a better deal.
Oh, okay.
If you have us help you.
So they don't have to go direct, because sometimes I think it's new, so I got to go to that particular
call
person.
Call us, and then we are going to be like, okay, we're going to meet you there, and we can usually, like, sometimes get you a better interest rate because work with the lending in, get you more closing costs. You know what? We're going to get you the blinds and the fridge and maybe a fence. So when you're working with us, but the new builders are giving out some really great promotions. So if you're a home that's competing with that, that's sitting a little bit longer and it's just really getting price right. Homes that are the perfect trifecta, it's a great price, it's a great location, and it's beautiful. Those are still moving fast.
Right.
So our goal is you just kind of have to figure that out. If it's not that great of a location, but it's really good condition, like price is going to be impacted. I mean, it's going to be impacted by that. So we talk through all that with them.
And it seems like in Pensacola, at least since I've lived here, the viability of different neighborhoods has changed dramatically. Yeah. So some of the areas in town that maybe weren't as nice have now grown and gotten, obviously we have more people moving in and they're making improvements. Some of the neighbors have gotten better.
Yeah.
We still have the old school neighborhoods that have been around for a long time, but there's a lot of variety and choices to be made.
Tons. And there's a ton of growth here. I'm just like, Pensacola is such an awesome area. It's so easy to sell an area we love.
So, okay, Taylor, so you've been doing this for how long now?
I have been in real estate for a little over a year and a half now.
Oh, good for you.
So she's killing it.
I can tell by her energy.
She is doing such a great job. She's such a great advocate for her clients. So she jumped all in, and it's really important for a realtor to be full-time. A lot of people try to do this part-time. Like Taylor jumped with 2 feet in, being like, I'm going to make this work. And her family, you know, she grew up in real estate, so she's been doing awesome.
I love it. So what do you like the most about what you do? What attracted you to this?
Spending my days with Christina.
I can see that.
I honestly just, I love going and just meeting more people. I love it. You can ask Christina. I am the first one to sign up for a networking event. I'm the first one to be at every event. Any community event, I'm in it. I'm signed up. So that's just one thing I love about my job, meeting new people, talking to people. I'm definitely a talker. So it fits me very well.
Well, that's good. So was your, see, I always ask Christina, what's your favorite thing about being an agent?
Probably just meeting different people mm-hmm. and learning like their reasons for moving. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just something about being a part of such a big purchase. Because
right.
a lot of people, it's their only big purchase. Some people, they do six purchases. And so it's super cool to see if they're like an investor or maybe they have a baby on the way or maybe, you know, they're taking over their parents' house. So it's just super cool to be a part of people's like major life events.
So when you hand the key over, that's mm-hmm. got to be, when you take that picture, that's got to be pretty gratifying.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I would think that'd be the gross part. So how can people get in touch with you and reach out to
It's so easy. Just Google us, like Christina Leavenworth Team, but phone number 850-378-1260. Put that on speed dial. If you have a question, if you're thinking about doing an upgrade, let us like be like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of repainting. I'll tell you which color to do. Mm-hmm. Like we're really loving neutral whites. But when you go to pick out a white, there's like 5,000 of them.
Oh, that's a funny color.
Yes.
Because could it have a little green in it? Could have
yes,
a little yellow in it?
Yes, and it can pull different things. So we're going to say, do this color, do that, send me a picture. Because we honestly do love helping. Mm-hmm. And that none of that costs you anything. I have a seller that called to meet with us, and he's like, you're not going to make me sign anything, right? I'm like, no. I'm like, we're just meeting. I'm just helping you see like what your home's worth, and mm-hmm. then you decide what you want to do. I'm not going to make anybody do anything.
Right, and that's what's so great about what you do. But once you're in, you're fully in.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, what Taylor was saying, it is really cool being like a part of such a momentous part of their life because you get really close.
Mm-hmm.
You get incredibly close versus, you know, maybe someone helps someone buy a car. It's just that day. Like, I mean, we're in it with them.
But it's so personal. It's
yeah,
your
so
home.
Personal. Like,
and it's you feel vulnerable when you bring strangers into your home who are going to assess whether it's sellable or not, and then getting it ready, and then the whole process. It's nerve-wracking because you have your finances looked at, and then the closing, I still say, there's hundreds of pieces of paper, and I'm so grateful that I had a good real estate agent taking care of me because I knew that what I don't know what I'm signing. I don't have the time to sit there and read through all of that.
But yeah,
we do. We know everything.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Where I'm like, this is normal legal talk. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. Like nothing here. Nothing
it's
here
just
affects
intimidating
you.
To someone that's not in the business.
It is a lot. But it is cool just being a part of that with people and the relationships that are formed over time where it's like, you guys become best buddies.
Right.
And they're sending you pictures of like the baby room or where the Christmas tree is. And that's really fun.
That's awesome. So we're talking with Christina Leavenworth and Taylor Klein with the Leavenworth Team at Leaven Ranking Realty. I got that all out in one second.
I know. Good job.
And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Let's tell them one more time how they can reach you and get in touch.
Yeah, just we're not secret agents. Google Christina Leavenworth. All of our information comes up, even on like social media. Follow us there. Always putting out like good info. And then 850-378-1260. Call or text. And that like the great thing is like if you call right now, I'm talking to Meg. I obviously wouldn't pick up my phone,
right.
But the team picks that up. So you're going to get a amazing agent to pick up and go, okay, yes, I can help you 100%. And that's the beauty of a team. Like you have just, you know, eight or seven amazing agents at your beck and call anytime.
Which is great because I'm so tired. I had to do something this weekend. I got the press 1, press 2, and then now you're on hold, and you hear the hold music, and someone will be with you shortly, and it's not shortly.
No, no. But I mean, even if there's an open house, and like my daughter has food poisoning, and I can't do, the show doesn't stop. Like we take out some of that human element where like, hey, you're home. It's important that it's marketed all the time. So if someone is going to get sick, somebody is going to have life things happen, and the show keeps going. And that's really important when you are selling your most valuable asset.
Absolutely. Well, next time we come back, we'll have to talk more about open houses and how you set those up and what that means, because those are a little intimidating too.
Yeah, we do open houses. We also do, like, we put our listings on tour of homes. We do brokers opens where we invite agents
over. I love those. Those are smart.
A lot of people really like those. They're like, we kind of prefer that versus the open house. But we had an open house Taylor did the other weekend. 40 people came in. It was insane.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Amazing. Well, Taylor, Turner, thanks for joining us this morning. Come
thanks
back
for
anytime.
Having me.
Good luck with your new career. So yeah. exciting. And Christina, it's always a pleasure having you here. One more time with that information.
850-378-1260 or just Google Christina Leavenworth and send us a message. We're going to get it, and we're going to call you back. I promise.
They're a great team. Love all these folks at Christina Leavenworth's team. Definitely get in touch with them. This is Pep Talk.